session number 21109, Reel 6.
Len Harkins, Reel 6. So, you were... Sorry, we got to the... You'd been to the Stragglers station.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got taken back...
Back to the Ashlands.
Yes. Right.
Which is at Kelly, I can remember that. Mm. Mm.
What was going on when you got there?
Not many there. Mm. In fact, the Sergeant Major commanded to see me. Wanted to know... He was very friendly with Jim Scott. Dave Finley and Jim Scott. They were a pair of tearaways. But the old Sergeant Major thought the world of him.
What was the Sergeant Major's name?
Granger. And, in fact, when he came, he came just after Mush came in, and Mush Badewell wanted to be sent up the line, and I told him it's not so hot up there. And the Sergeant Major came after, and I went to get up. I think I was outside the tent then. And he said, sit down, you've had a rough time. And I was asked what I'd saw. There was someone else on the front of Jim Scott tank, I couldn't make it out. Mm. And as I say, we branched off down onto, not the way we come, we branched off more towards Bayer than Khan. Mm. Mm.
Did you tell him what had happened to Jim Scott?
Yeah.
Yeah. What did he say?
That was it. Mm. Yes, and I didn't really see any other than I saw a body there, and it was a British soldier. Mm. But who it was, I don't know. Mm. I remember some of the crew, which were a nice lad, Johnny Gray. I'm trying to think of some of the others. He was in... Can't think of any of the others.
Yeah. So you were the bringer of the news... Really, as to what had happened, yeah.
Yeah.
What was the people at Echelons, what was their attitude to you? Were they
I don't know, it was... Oh, lucky to get away. Mm. I think I was lucky. Mm. Couldn't believe it. I thought, well, that's a miracle, and a miracle it was.
Yeah. And so how many got out of that tank? You all got out, in fact.
No.
No.
Two of us.
Only two of you actually
yeah,
got out.
Jim Scott. Sorry. That was next tank. Oliver and myself. Tom had got out.
Right.
But he was the one with the one leg off and the other one
and
hanging off.
And he presumably died.
Oh, they bended him. Oh, yes, definitely, yes.
Yes, he was
bare-netted. And yet, I looked for all their graves. Mm. I found Jim's in the cemetery, mm-hmm. just where we started off from that morning. But I couldn't find none of the others.
Right. So there's another two in your tank then, was it? Unaccounted for?
Another two, yeah. Hardwick and Jock Simpson.
Right. Okay. So you don't know what happened to them?
No.
Or where
no.
they were put, yeah.
But they weren't. They were under their names were on the monument at Bayer. Mm. I found them there. In fact, I got a photograph somewhere, and I think
right.
that could be in Whitchurch.
Yeah. Right. So, you were at Echelon. Which was where it had started off, which hadn't moved. So, how long did you stay there?
I can't remember, really. I would say for a week. Mm. I would say a week.
Yeah. Which gave you a bit of a rest, which
oh,
was
yeah.
what you were
yes.
well in need of. Yeah. Then what?
I went to Forward Delivery Squadron. Mm-hmm. How long was I at Forward Delivery Squadron? I remember Sean Grant coming in And he said to me, Taff, he said, they'd lost a driver. He'd lost one crew, and he came back. He said, you drive us up. And I was going to. And an officer came along, and he said, no. They give him another driver, and Shang said, we don't want him as a driver. And I'd got to the gate going out of this field. He said, you get out, put the driver back in.
Why was that?
No idea. They went up the line, and the driver got killed. So I was dead lucky again.
And Shang
Grant got killed as well.
You probably weren't fit enough to drive, really.
Oh, no, it was quite a while before this. Yeah.
So, still at Echelon, then?
Yeah. Then it was after Goodwood. There was a big battle which the tanks were in. Mm-hmm. I rejoined them after Goodwood.
Right, okay. So that would be about what we're back into winter July, aren't we? We are well into July, aren't we?
Just before the big breakout, I joined them.
Right. Okay.
Because we broke
Operation
down...
Operation Goodwood, right.
Oh, it was after Goodwood.
It was after Goodwood, right,
yeah.
Okay.
The
Only
breakout.
25 tanks were left then, was it? Organised into A and C squadron?
They were near a full strength again now.
Right, okay.
This was the big breakout, the big dash. Through Lance Leven.
Okay. So where did you rejoin them then?
I can't tell you where I rejoined them, but I remember in the dash, the breakthrough, crossing the Seine. Mm-hmm. Lance Leven, I can remember. In fact, we broke down between Lance and Leven.
Right. So tell me how you were briefed on what was proposed, you know, with this...
Yes, we were.
So you knew where you were going?
Yes.
And what you were going to face?
Yes, and of course they were thinking this was going to happen sooner. Mm. You know, because they all said we caught the brunt of it, because that's where the armour was against the British, not the Americans. But we were concentrating on drawing the German armour to allow the Americans... breakout.
Right. So were you in A squadron again?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I went through A squadron all the way through.
Right. Who were your crew members then? Who else was in your crew?
You know, I can't remember my crew there.
No.
I can't remember the crew.
Yeah. What do you remember about that operation?
Not a lot. It was a mad dash. Nothing of real hard fighting, not like Normandy. Once the breakout in Normandy was hard. I never thought I'd come out of Normandy. Yes, there was... You know, I'm speaking now for myself, but there's other people got killed. And you don't realise that, you know, it's... As on times you thought you were fighting this war on your own.
Is that what it felt like?
Yes. And especially, you know, I remember a one-eyed boy that worked in the LAD from Newport, Stainless Steven, they called him. And he wanted to get an armoured ARV, that's an armoured recovery vehicle, when we got knocked out. They could see our tank, but our tank... When we were knocked out. See across the other side of the mountain over there?
Mm-hmm.
That was somewhere about the distance. Now, just where you can see the land above the houses,
yeah.
That was the distance where we'd pulled up out over this road off the Carnbayer Road, and that was where Sher was to the left. So that was about the distance.
Right.
And he wanted an armoured recovery vehicle to come and see what happened to him. To me.
Right.
He was from Newport. He was a Welsh boy.
Oh,
yeah. And he only had one eye.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing how you sort of knew the personalities sort of in the midst of a battlefield, really, where
you know,
people were going in different directions, but you sort of kept track of people you knew.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. Yeah. So, How was it for you to get back into a tank again after having been burnt?
Very, didn't like it one bit. After, when we stopped, I got out. There's a man come in, which I went into the crew now. Do you know, in the Ardennes, I remember going down with an officer by the name of Samson. I'm jumping the gun again. I'm going before my time, aren't I?
Should we stick with the the bit we're on now? So getting into
very
the
hard,
was very
hard. Yeah, claustrophobic.
Yeah, which you hadn't suffered from before.
No. But after a time, you're used to it again.
Were the rest of your crews, were they aware of the fact that, you know, you might have a problem with this? Were they sympathetic or...?
I don't know. I know when I stopped after in the tank, I was out.
Right.
I would rather take my chance outside than inside. First chance, I...
Even if there could still be some fighting about, still get out.
A little later on, I'll tell you a tale and the man is coming, yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay. So how did this operation end for you then? You went on...
We went on then, liberated Antwerp.
Right. What did you see? Can I just ask you, before we get to Antwerp, what you saw of the German tanks? Were you coming up against German tanks in this operation?
Very few and far between.
Right. So what were you actually doing? Were you supporting infantry?
Well, just one mad dash. Right. That's what it was.
Just like that.
Yeah.
Did you see many Germans?
Yes, they'd been taken prisoners.
Right.
Between Lens and Leven, the FFI... was the Free French interior was marching them back, which I didn't think had a lot of guts.
Yeah.
They were great when the Germans didn't have a gun. They weren't so good when the Germans had a gun.
Yeah. Did you fire many times? I mean, did you go into action many times in this dash?
We did, but very, very little. It was rip, roar and tear, and I don't know, because we led the biggest part of the time before. And the biggest time after, but on the dash through France, myself, I didn't think the fighting was as hard, but no doubt somebody else had it.
Yes.
They had a share of the lead in tanks.
So you've got as far as Antwerp then?
Yes.
More or less in one dash, as it were. So what state was Antwerp in, and what did you see of it?
Well, not a lot. The dock area, they'd done quite a bit of damage to the docks. They were, of course, the old doodlebugs were landing on Antwerp then. They had done a little damage. It wasn't because that's where they were hoping to take Antwerp so that we would cut the lines like old Pluto, and the lifelines were getting a bit long now, from... But, of course, we didn't realise it wasn't that so much. It's on the Scheldt. That's where we failed to take. Where Antwerp here and the Scheldt there. Well, the jetties could... defended the Scheldt, and there was a lot of water about that there. And I think the Canadians had the job at the end of going to the Scheldt. But it was the Scheldt that saved Antwerp being put into use sooner.
Right. When you said the Scheldt?
Yes. The Dutch is... It's... wait a minute, let's get my bearings. East of... Yes. East of Antwerp.
Right. It's that area. It's called the Scheldt.
The Scheldt.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
So yeah, very low lying. I'm not quite sure. The Scheldt, was it Dutch?
Right. So
Dutch, I'm sure it was.
What resistance was there at Antwerp? Did you...
Oh, yes, you had some, but nothing. It was the infantry mopping up.
Right. You didn't go into action there.
Yeah, we did, but I wouldn't say action, because you were just creeping in behind someone else. You'd have come in, perhaps, if they'd have got knocked out.
Right, okay. So you were sort of in support, as it were. So the docs were captured.
Yeah.
What reception did you get from the local people there?
Oh, great, yes. Yeah.
They were really glad to see you.
Yes, the reception was better, I would say. When we kept in mind, the only reason because we broke down there was Lonson leaving. Terrific. In fact, I have some of the photographs here because we weren't taken from there for 2 days, I think.
Right, so you say that for two
yeah,
days?
Yeah, one day, I think. One day. Yeah, we had 1 day there.
So was that a sort of a day at rest a bit? A bit of a rest?
Yes, so I didn't see it. But mind, there was a lot of Germans being taken prisoner.
Right.
In fact, there was hundreds and hundreds and thousands of prisoners being marched down the road right around us because there was another Bremen carrier and another tank. We pulled them into a Liga to defend in case we were attacked.
Right. So after Antwerp, you went on?
Then up into Holland.
The Albert Canal?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I can remember. Do you know the Albert Canal? I can remember it. The canals, I remember Mush, you've talked about Mush Beardwell. No, I'm not. The Albert Canal or the Assen Canal? Mush Beardwell. Mush was always in trouble, and yet when he went into action, he was good. And they all wanted him, the higher officers wanted him in their crew. Mm. He was a good boy. Now, I'm not quite sure that's where they had the paratroopers. And Mush was knocked out, their tank was knocked out. And I could see him running across open ground. The first shot hit him there.
In his foot.
You couldn't believe this.
Tell the tape, yeah. Mm-hmm.
In
his ankle.
In his there.
Yeah.
They were right the way up there. And the last one stuck in his wooden belt. In his
hip bone.
His webbing belt.
His webbing belt.
Oh. What were those bullets made of? Wood.
Really?
Mm.
So who was using wooden bullets?
Germans.
Really?
Now, I don't know whether that was a mistake or what, but he was hit there, and he had a row of them.
All the way up his leg.
Yeah. And the last one was stuck in his wooden, in his webbing belt.
So, I mean, were the injuries as bad as they would have been if it had been metal bullets?
Oh, no, he'd been a dead man if there'd been metal.
He survived that.
Hmm.
They pulled the bullets out.
Well, I remember him being taken away, and that's the last I saw Mush Beardwell.
Hmm. I've never heard of wooden bullets.
Neither had I.
Right. Okay.
That will take some believing, won't it?
Yeah. But where was that exactly?
And it was on a canal, and I'm not quite sure where.
Yeah,
it
might have been the Albert Canal.
I know it was the paratroopers. Germans had a lot of paratroopers there. We had an officer by the name of Bully. Mm-hmm. Now, he was shot in the head by leaning out of the top of the turret with a pistol shooting German soldiers.
Really?
Bully. Blonde fella.
Yeah, but someone officer.
Yes. And I can remember a little boy. I can't remember his name. He was bomb happy. And he was in Bully's tank when Bully fell in on top of him. And I forget what the code name now was for his officer commanding officer or his troop, his tank commander. But he come over the air saying, he's dead, he's dying, he's dead, he's dying. But I know an officer who's going to put a bullet into him. And in little did he know there were 6 guns trained on him. You're going to shoot this boy.
Oh, right. Sorry, an officer was going to shoot this boy who was panicking.
And I could tell you the officer's name. Samson, the one I went down to the Ardennes with, and that's where it happened. And I didn't know because I was doing OP and I got knocked out as well. Okay. Yeah.
So he was going to, just get this clear, he was going to shoot the boy.
Yes.
There were people watching.
Dave Finley, Chapel Hill it was. There I'm going from one place to the other again, it's in the Ardennes. Mm. And I went down with Samson, I remember, because they give us kind of a whitewash to camouflage the tanks with and a brush. And I stood back with a bucket of it and I said, I'll show you what a brush will do. And I just shot it over the tank. Mm. And he looked at me as much as saying, bearded bugger or something to that effect. And I went to get up on the tank as he did and he fell off. And if looks would kill, I'd have been dead. Mm. Oh, yes.
Okay. Let's go back to the Albert Canal then. We think we're at the Albert Canal. And there was a place, CNA squadrons attacked towards Hechtel and Pier. Does that ring any?
No.
No. A and B squadrons move around to capture Hoenrich.
Hoenrich. Can't remember that.
No, okay. A squadron recce towards Brie fired into Germany.
Do you want to know this is we going before we got into Germany here?
Yeah.
I remember Helmand.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Is Helmand...
It's not on my list, but that doesn't mean it didn't happen. Well, this is only a briefing document with just some...
Helmand, I can remember. Helmand, Eindhoven, Oberlun. I can even remember, and I thought once upon a time, I can remember Little America, we called it.
Mm. Where was that?
In Holland. Uh-huh. Right, and not far off. We were held there for a long time doing infantry work. Mm. I remember a boy. We were doing infantry work. There was a sunken roadway. Nobody dare use the roadway, Germans or us, because you get shot. We were going down that side of the hedge doing entering work, and the Jerrys were coming down the other side. And one night, we heard something. Went to fire the gun, and there was nothing there. It had gone to clean it, machine gun. And the Jerry scarpered, and so did we, because we didn't have a machine gun that would fire. I can't remember. It's Helmand, Eindhoven, Overloon, Venlo, Venray. There's a place, Little America. I remember looking down on it from a high.
What sort of situation was Little America? Can you describe the ground?
I can't say we ever, very wet. Mm. I can't say we ever took it. Mm. Because I remember saying when Little America came up, I thought, where the hell are we?
And you went across, or the regiment, or some part of the regiment, went across the Dutch border to Heath. Hweze, and then attacked across the Aston Bridge.
The Aston.
Yeah. Here it that says a Bailey Bridge.
Yes, the Aston.
By A Squadron.
Yes.
Lieutenant Don Bully.
Yes, that's him. That's the Bully. Aston Canal. That's
and
when Mushbeard was.
Steve Brownlee's troop.
Well, Steve Brownlee, Fiddler was in that troop. Yes, Steve Brownlee.
Right. You were in A Squadron.
Yes. So but I wasn't. Do you know when I went up there?
Bully troop in lead, it says.
Yeah, that was four. No, it wasn't. I was in four troop when I joined Valence. Mm. Do you know, I can't remember what troop I was with there.
Mm.
I was odds and sods, shovier than everywhere.
Do you remember the attack across the Aston?
Yes, that's where the paratroopers were. I'm sure it was the Aston, that's where he got killed.
Bully. With a wooden bullet? No, not...
No, that was much weirder.
Different paratroopers, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure it was the same canal.
So Lieutenant Bully was killed there, was he?
Yes.
Right.
Leaning out. I remember somebody putting the track in the ditch and going up where the jerrys were in. And that was the best way to get rid of them. But Bully was out firing at him with a pistol.
Oh, that's when he was leaning out of the top.
And just shot in the head. Yeah.
Right. So they just get that clear, the tank driver would drive with one of his tracks in the ditch.
Yes,
to kill the
there was a lot got out. There was a lot that didn't.
Mm.
And I'm sure that's where the old padre got out. Just before we crossed the bridge, there was some boys killed, and they were lying, and the only way the tanks could go was run over them.
So
and the padre got out and dragged them in a pile so the tanks could go over the tracks either side of them and travel over the top.
Oh, right.
Without crushing them.
The road, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, who was the padre?
Can't remember his name.
He'd been with you for a long time, hadn't he?
You know, I got a sneaky feeling we had another one come with us.
Mm.
I can remember Pat Beamish, the MO, and I should know the old Padre.
When you say old, how old was he? I mean, wasn't an old.
Well, do you know what? A funny thing, I'm getting mixed up. We called one Howells. We nicknamed him the Padre.
Uh-huh.
And that's why I said old. No, he was, well, a bit older than me. Yes, 10 years older than me, I expect.
Yeah.
The padre we had. I can't remember his name.
Mm.
But he did get out and walked in front, in view of the enemy. And you know what caused that tank, that crew to be lying on the road?
Mm.
Just before the bridge, there was a row of houses. And the jerrys had mines, and they would drag them across the road. So the tank could go over them. The tank went over them. The boys bailed out, and they machine gunned them. And that's where the old padre dragged them into a pile, and they went over.
Yeah. So that was out of a British tank. Was it out of one of the 5 and 4
tanks? Yes, yes. And I'm not quite sure which squadron.
Mm. Mm. So you were literally fighting your way across this bridge. There were Germans everywhere, by the way.
Yes, in the ditches, yes.
In the houses, all round.
Yeah.
How frightening was that?
It's a funny thing. When you were leading tank, it's a lot more frightening. You could have 10 times more German soldiers in front of you. As long as you would see somebody alongside you, it wasn't so bad.
Right.
It didn't... Do you know, when you were a driver, when you were in the front compartment, you were that much in front of the tank, the turret crew.
Yeah.
When you went into action, you swear you were 20 yards in front of the rest of them.
That's how it felt.
Yeah.
Len Harkins, end of reel 6.